It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a great week. We've got a lot of nice audio. I recorded at the park as promised. I told you on the last show that I was going to get out there and record a bunch of audio, and I did it. I've got binaural audio, so you want to make sure you put on your headphones to listen to it. It sounds really great. I've already test run them on my own headphones, and it sounds like I'm out there at the park. So definitely listen to it with headphones on if you possibly can. First up, I have audio recorded on the Mark Twain riverboat. Very relaxing audio. You can sit there and listen to it. Just imagine yourself rolling down the river and listening to everything as you go by. Then next up, I have a swing band out there called the Swing Machine that was playing at Carnation Plaza Gardens, and I got one selection from them called Route 66, and they're an excellent band. If you get a chance to get out there when they're playing, it's definitely worth it, especially if you like to dance to swing music. There were a lot of people out there doing that, some great dancers of all ages too, not just the people that were around during that time period. A lot of young people out there dancing, and it was a lot of fun to watch. Then after the swing music, I have the fireworks, also recorded in binaural audio. So as I said, just put on your headphones, close your eyes, and just imagine yourself watching the fireworks, and it's pretty cool. And then I got another piece of my antique audio that I dig up. I haven't decided which piece I'm going to play yet. I'm going to go ahead and put the other audio together here and play it for you. And while I'm piecing that together and letting that play, I'm going to pick out a nice clip to play for you. So let's go ahead with the Mark Twain Riverboat. And by the way, this is episode number 12. And one thing I wanted to mention is that I am putting this together on 9/10/11. That's the date. And it's episode 12. But I just thought that was pretty neat. 9/10/11/12. So I hope you enjoyed the show here. We're going to start it off right now with the riverboat. So here we go. Off to the left of the Mark Twain. I don't know if how many of you have been out here and noticed it. There is a really big piece of petrified wood. Now that petrified wood was purchased by Walt Disney for his wife Lillian, and I guess she didn't really like it very much, and she told him to take it to the park, and that's where it still sits. So if you want to see a present that Walt bought for his wife, you can see it right there. Up the music just a little bit, as you might be able to tell. Okay. We're about to get underway, so I'm gonna shut my vocal cords down and let you listen.
Bowman, cast off bow line. Engine room, ahead one quarter. Engine room, ahead three quarters. Ledman, sound off.
On a steam-powered journey along the rivers of America. On our trip, we'll visit the magnificent Columbia, Great Northwest, the powerful Potomac in the Mid-Atlantic, and the rugged Rio Grande along the border of Texas and Mexico. We'll hear the voices of the pioneers, the native people, and a mischievous character or two, telling the unique stories and legends of life along America's great rivers. We begin our trip on the mighty Mississippi, heading south and ending up down in New Orleans. Probably wondering about those calls. That's the legend. calling out the deck marker so we can avoid running aground. Mark Twain. Those are the two sweetest words a riverman can hear. It means the water is 2 fathoms deep, safe enough for riverboats like ours to travel through. But Mark Twain means something else these days. It's also the name of an author, a witty fellow who used to pilot a sternwheeler himself in his day.
When I was a boy, there was but one ambition among my comrades in our village. That was to be a steamboat. We had ambitions of other sorts, become a clown, a pirate. These ambitions stayed down. The ambition to be a steamboatman always remained. Of course, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not.
We're now traveling into the real backwoods country. Plenty of wildlife in these parts, but none wilder than Mike Fink. He's the captain of that Jolly Wumper keelboat, and he lives right over yonder in that cabin. I believe he's home right now. Sounds as if he's got visitors. Must be the king of the wild side deer, Davy Crockett, and his good friend Georgie Russell. On the ridge is an Indian chief giving us a sign of peace. Seems appropriate given how peaceful the waters are here in the backwoods.
spreading water. As the canoe goes by. A way to get some exercise. About 20 people in that canoe and about four of them actually doing any rowing. Well, podcasters, I hope you enjoyed that binaural audio. I think it sounded pretty cool. Of course, I recorded it myself, so I might be just a little prejudiced. Well, you know, next up, I was out waiting for the fireworks. And for hours and hours, the swing band was playing. And I mean, it was really good. If I hadn't been staking out a good spot for the fireworks, I would have gone over and listened to them. And once I finally did make my way over there, I was surprised to see it was a group of rather vintage musicians. They were really on top of their music. They sounded very good. for some of the, especially the brass, it's not that easy to play once you get up in years, from what I understand. I have a friend that's a trumpet player. He's a professional trumpet player, and he's in his 70s. And he said, you lose your lip. And boy, these guys sure hadn't lost their lips. It sounded great. And you'll see that once I start, once I play the little clip that I've got from Route 66. And it's Doc Camello and the Swing Machine. So I'm going to play that for you now. I hope you enjoy it. And then we'll be on to the fireworks after that.
Thank you. 7. You feel great on Route 68, but I'll get my kicks on Route 67.
For another Jump Jive Boogie Swing Party right here at Carnation Plaza Gardens. Till then, may you have a swinging time at the happiest place on earth. Good night.
Now, podcateers, tell me, was that good or was that good? Those gentlemen can play. I mean, man. They were very good. I'm kind of used to listening to music that's not quite that good. We've been band booster members for a long time. And the high school bands don't quite play that good. These guys know what they're doing. So if you get a chance to get out there and see Doc Amello and the Swingin' Machine, it's well worth the trip to Disneyland to listen to them, and they don't cheat you on the show either. Like I say, they were playing for a couple of hours. So if you want to burn off some calories and you know how to dance, get out there and cut a rug, as they say. All right, well, next up, I've got some firework audio, also binaural stereo. I was standing right smack dab in the front row, right next to the rope, right in the middle of the castle, so I got as good a sound as you're gonna get. And it wasn't too bad, didn't have too many screaming, crying babies and that kind of stuff. A little bit of crowd noise, but not too bad. What do you say we play the fireworks? Hope you enjoy this, and then right after that I'm gonna play a cool little clip I just found.
Thank you. tonight. Some light, make my wish come true tonight. I wish that my little Pinocchio might be real, live, born.
Little puppet made of power, wake. The gift of life is thine.
Thank you. Come, come now, Cinderella. Dry those tears, and you shall go to the ball. Now, the magic words. Everyone, say them with me, and oh, what magic you'll see.
Thank you.
Podcateers, I am going to play a little commercial. It was a radio commercial for the original Cars movie. I love the movie, and I love this little commercial. It's got a lot of the voice tracks and so forth. So I hope you like that. And then after that, I've got the raw track from the exit music from World of Color that I picked up on YouTube. I cannot remember the gentleman's name that puts it out there. I believe he calls himself something like Theme Park Man or Theme Park Music Man. I'll get the name and put it out there on the next show if I remember. He does an excellent job. Somehow he's got access to the raw track because you don't hear any people talking or anything like that, which you're not going to get just by putting a microphone next to the speaker. So he's got access to the raw track. So I'm going to play that, and then I'll wrap up the show. So here we go.
After magically taking us into the realm of toys, bugs, monsters, and fish, the wizards at Pixar Animation Studios hit the road as Walt Disney Pictures presents Cars.
Hey, Lightning, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
This high-octane journey centers around a shiny red race car named Lightning McQueen, voiced by Owen Wilson, who's about to discover there's a lot more to life when you don't speed through it.
The rookie sensation came into the season unknown, but everyone knows him now.
California, here I come!
But when Lightning finds himself unexpectedly detoured in a sleepy town off Route 66...
Where am I?
You're in Radiator Springs, the cutest little town in Carburetor County.
He finds himself way out of his hood.
How about some organic fuel?
Take a car wash, hippie.
Folks around here are not firing on all cylinders, if you know what I mean.
Lightning is somebody who just wants to kind of go fast and win. And over the course of this movie, has to learn that there's more important things.
Like friends, including a rusty but trusty tow truck voiced by Larry the Cable Guy.
My name's Major. Like Tomato, but without the tuh.
And Doc Hudson, a 51 Hudson Hornet with a mysterious past, voiced by the legendary Paul Newman, along with Sally Carrera, a snazzy blue Porsche voiced by Bonnie Hunt, who takes an instant shine to Lightning and helps steer him in the right direction.
These are good folk around here who care about one another.
Come on, let's take a drive.
A drive?
Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
The driving force behind Cars is Academy Award-winning director John Lasseter.
It's a very personal story for me because my father was a parts manager at a Chevy dealership. My mom was an art teacher. And so this is kind of like putting my two real loves together, animation and cars.
Do I spy a little pinstriping tattoo back there?
Oh, you saw that?
Even though Cars, it has cars as characters, eyes, they talk. I wanted all the details to be right.
And they've taken the technology along with the fantasies to a whole new level, according to Cheech Marin, who voices Ramon, a 57 souped-up Impala lowrider.
Radiator Springs is kind of like the town that time forgot. It's a real classic Americana.
Oh, dude, are you crying?
No, I'm happy.
Adding to the fun is a driving score, including songs from Sheryl Crow, Rascal Flatts, James Taylor, Randy Newman, and John Mayer. From the creators of Finding Nemo and The Incredibles.
What's so important about this race of yours?
I've been dreaming about it my whole life.
Comes a story about a race car who thought he had it all, only to discover everything he's been missing.
I knowed I made a good choice.
In what?
My best friend.
Life is a journey. Enjoy the ride.
There's a lot of love out there, you know, man.
Cars. In Hollywood, I'm Lori Lerner.
Podcateer. Podcasting right on schedule, whenever we feel like it.
Of color, a rainbow of imagination.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed the show. It's a pleasure doing it for you. And I hope you all have a magical Disney week. Podketeer is a production of Toys Etc. Podketeer is protected under a Creative Commons 3.0 No Derivative Sharealike license. You can give it away, you can broadcast it, you can hand it out to your buddies, just don't change it, and please don't sell it, but hey, who'd buy it? Podketeer is in no way affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its subsidiaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.